My guest today in Business Next, with whom I'm having a great conversation, is Cam Foote, the author of the fourth edition of The Business Side of Creativity. Well, Cam, I think that if you reach some level of success at some point, you may find that you can't do everything yourself, and you're looking at perhaps hiring some additional staff. What are some of your suggestions in regard to that?
Well, let's see. That's also something where I think creative people miss the boat often. Because and you have to look at sort of the psyche of people who tend to be creative, and that is that they have a certain style. They have a certain way of doing things, the way they think things should be done, and that's good. I mean, that's one of the reasons that clients go to you and not to somebody else. They like what they see. But there is a tendency, what that brings with it, I should say, is that you say, well, I want to hire somebody that's just like me because I don't want my business, to be different than me. I want to have this cohesive little business that's sort of an extension of myself. And what I would say to them is that's exactly the wrong thing to do. I mean, what clients want as you grow bigger, what they're going to want is variety. They want to come to you and they say, well, Cam, I like your style, but, you know, sometimes it's not quite right. Now, do you have anybody else in-house that can give me something different, that can approach this problem in a different way? And in that case, you should have someone that says, yeah, well, okay, I've got this employee Joe over here who does a very good thing, or that Sally has more experience in this, and therefore, when you look to expand your business, you should be looking for someone who complements your skills, not someone who duplicates your skills. And once again, I think because of the way we all, and I put myself in this category, creative people think, you know, that there's a tendency to want to build an organization that's like you, and you shouldn't do that. You should institutionalize your business, which essentially is make it something which is not dependent upon you and your style.
Cam, when you're looking at trying to do things that maybe you don't really like to do, I don't know, payroll, accounting, is it helpful to consider that you can actually outsource a lot of that kind of stuff now?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, there are certain metrics that apply to businesses. You know, we say that once you get about 6 employees, you really should have, for example, someone who's sort of a part-time bookkeeper that comes in one day a week and helps you out, that sort of thing. So, yeah, you should be looking at outside services. And once again, this is one of the wonderful things with business today is that so many of those services are available online or part-time in ways that they never were before. So when I started my business back in the late 80s, it was very difficult to find certain types of outside help on a part-time basis. People either wanted to work for you, they didn't want to work for you. Now there's so much of that available online, or people that work in their homes and farm out their skills, that sort of thing. So it's very much easier.
Are you seeing any general trends in creativity freelancing? I think you did refer earlier to the fact there's been a booming business in helping people with websites, with the social media presence and so forth. But anything else has kind of appeared to you?
Not that I can think of. One of the interesting things, though, is that it is so unpredictable. There are so, and I think you can look at everything, recently from let's say Facebook to Twitter, Snapchat, or whatever. I mean, every week it seems there's something new which someone has thought about, which once they've thought of it and put it out there, it seems so obvious. Like, why didn't help? Why was this waiting for someone to do? And yet no one thinks of these things. And so I can't predict. And it's very, very hard. I don't know where the business will go, and I don't know what the future holds. So the only thing that I could suggest to anyone else is to just keep your eyes open and just sort of go with the flow, if you will. Don't try to second guess, because it's virtually impossible.
Cam, where can our listeners buy copies of The Business Side of Creativity?
It's available at Amazon, as I guess all books are, although Amazon also has nice reviews, which I think helps a lot, as well as Barnes & Noble online. The Business Side of Creativity is also available through my organization, which is Creative Business. It's www.creativebusiness.com. And then if you go to Slant, the books, as I think you've seen, Mike, there's a whole list of what the book contains, as well as other books which are available. There's a book on how to manage a graphic design business. There's a book on how to marketing a graphic design business, as well as several pamphlets and all on various aspects of running a business. And then, of course, there's the publication itself, which is 9 times a year. And we have several thousand subscribers virtually scattered around the globe.
Cam Foote, the author of The Business Side of Creativity, thanks a lot for joining me today in Business Next.
Okay, Mike, it's my pleasure and good to be with you.
Well, that wraps up today's edition of Business Next. If you like this show, please remember there's an archive of previous programs that you can listen to anytime at your convenience over your PC or mobile device. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, M.W. Rogers, that's M.W.R.O.G.E.R.S. on Twitter. I'm looking forward to sharing great business growth tips and advice next time on Business Next.